Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Tooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, John, I found it. I found the article I was looking for. On Tuesday's Montana Talks, we had John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, in studio with us. And as you guys know, the studio is a mess when I'm doing show prep, when I've got my show prep all laid out, because I got to be ready for you guys. Because, we take phone calls on the show, although today, hold your phone calls for today, because we're out on the town. We are broadcasting live from the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman this morning. The Montana Chamber of Commerce is having their 2024 Big Sky Bright Future Summit. And we kicked things off last night with a great reception at Bourbon, a cool place right next door to another really cool place here in Bozeman, but had a great event last night. Coolest part was when about 40 folks from Taiwan showed up, hopped off the bus, and it was a group of Taiwanese businessmen and women. Actually, there were some Japanese businessmen and women. There were some German businessmen and women, like a whole trade delegation that showed up for the governor's reception along with the Montana Chamber of Commerce last night. So who knows? We may get to some special guests from Taiwan that join us here later this morning. But we've got open microphones here at the Hilton Garden Inn. Of course, I'm the first one here up and rolling this morning, but everybody else will be filtering in over the next couple of hours. But the story that I found, John Jackson and I, we were talking about Corinne Jean-Pierre and how she was calling these cheap fakes videos. I think she actually added a couple extra S's there, which is, always makes it fun. I think she called it cheaps fakes videos. So a whole bunch of extra S's there, which always makes, you don't go to Walmart, you go to the Walmarts. So she's got the cheaps fakes videos. But anyway, she was saying, oh, yeah, all these videos that you're seeing of Joe Biden stumbling, wandering off, shuffling his feet, being helped off the stage, those are just cheap fake videos. She's not saying that they're fake. She's just saying that, well, they're cheap videos that don't show Joe Biden as he really is. It's like, hey, we're watching raw video with our own eyes here. And she was blaming the, conservative Twitterverse here in America. And the story I was looking for, and then I finally found it when I was grabbing some stuff to take on the road with me here for the live show this morning. The story I was looking for was this one. About all of the foreign media outlets from all over the world and how they have seen Joe Biden clearly struggling with their own eyes as well as they've been covering the chaos from the chaotic Biden White House. Tripping, freezing, forgetting, the foreign media says distracted Biden is getting worse ahead of the 2024 election. Anyway, I'll give you some highlights here. You've got quotes from the UK Independent. You've got an Australian paper. Even the Hindustan Times out of India is seeing it with their own eyes and telling their folks about it. The French Le Monde, I think it is. I don't know. Anyway, we'll get to that. Plus a great soundbite from Greg Gutfeld to go with it.
Securing America.
The heads of America's National Guard branches testified before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee to talk about both funding for 2025 and the importance of the Guard. General Daniel Hawkinson is the chief of the National Guard Bureau.
If we are to compete and, if necessary, prevail in combat, we must invest in our people.
Lieutenant General Jody Daniels, the chief of the Army Reserve, testified about her troops' reach.
On any given day, nearly 9,000 Army Reserve soldiers are mobilized or deployed worldwide in support of combatant commands.
Vice Admiral John Mustin says the Navy Reserve support is even more widespread.
The Navy Reserve provides 60,000 sailors, nearly 150 aircraft, 2 SEAL teams, 3 expeditionary medical facilities, and nearly half of the Navy's expeditionary combat command and intelligence capability.
Every leader who testified called for an upgrade in equipment and increased benefits for Guard troops. Kevin Uretzman, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, highs will range from the mid-70s in Bozeman to around 80 in the Billings area. Staying clear and quiet tonight. Low temperatures from 50 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in Billings. And the outlook for Friday does call for a mix of clouds and sun, along with some scattered showers and storms possible. High temperatures for tomorrow back to around 80 degrees across the region. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, this was kind of hysterical to see the way the Democrat Party is just, I mean, they are struggling to try to spin this right now. We told you earlier this week that Joe Biden is losing big time. He is losing support from Black Americans. He's losing support from Hispanic Americans. And it's not just that Biden is losing the support. It's that Trump is gaining the support. Jim Clyburn, a Democrat congressman out of South Carolina, he says the reason why Black voters are bailing on Biden is because of the media and disinformation. Oh, yeah. What is he calling them, stupid? I mean, for Pete's sake, Clyburn, you're saying they're not smart enough to see through disinformation? No, what they're seeing is their grocery bill. What they're seeing is what it costs to fill up their cars with gas. What they're seeing is that you and John Tester and Joe Biden have us on the brink of World War III. It's not disinformation. That's not the media. They're seeing it with their own eyes. Kind of like how, you know, not just the American people, but the foreign press, because of Joe Biden's recent foreign travels, is also seeing Joe Biden's obvious decline firsthand as well here. This was the DailyCaller.com story I was looking for here earlier this week. Biden isn't the man he used to be. A June editorial from The Independent, a UK newspaper, reads, "A failure to take the mounting evidence seriously risks not only a collapse of trust in the White House that will affect future presidents, but the specter of real crises during a second Biden term." Are we not already in real crises? I don't know. You tell us, European press. You're the ones that are closer to Ukraine. Let's see another one here. This is from the Hindustan Times out of India. "Biden has an inability to function well. He has come under the spotlight several times for his gaffes, mixing up names of people, and struggling to recall simple words." That was from back in March. Let's see. According to a New York Times Siena poll that was conducted back in March, it found that over 70% of voters believe that Biden's age makes him ineffective or incapable of handling the duties of the office. 70% of voters. It's a whole lot of Democrats that are included in that poll there, too. There was another quote here. Let's see. Oh, the Japan Times has a piece jumping in on it here. What did they write? "The events underscore the unenviable challenge facing Biden's aides, who know every verbal slip can exacerbate the biggest liability the president faces, voters worrying he is not up to the task." And then the French outlet Le Monde, the numerous references in there to the Le Monde, this French outlet was referring to the Hur report. Remember the special counsel report where he sat down and actually interviewed Joe Biden, and then special counsel Robert Hur said, "Yeah, Joe Biden is basically, we believe he's guilty of these crimes, but we don't believe he's mentally fit to stand trial." Oh, but he's mentally fit to be the president of the United States, special counsel? No wonder the Justice Department is refusing to release the special counsel tapes of those audio interviews, right? But anyway, this French outlet said, quote, "The numerous references in the report to Joe Biden's failing memory give unprecedented force to questions about his physical and mental capacity to stand again." And then, of course, they talk about how you know, Biden's behavior was also called into question by a number of foreign media outlets after the recent G7 summit on Friday. This is from the dailycaller.com, where he basically started to wander off, and then Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni had to go pull the guy back in. But you know, Corinne Jean-Pierre, she says those are just cheap fakes videos. That's her word. Here's what Greg Gutfeld had to say last night.
Welcome to the hoax hoax, where in the run-up to the election, our media circles the wagons around a dithering Joe Biden to convince us that what we see with our own eyes isn't real. This year's hoax hoax even comes with a whole new buzz term, cheap fake, a word that allows the left to confuse people with deep fake without actually lying. It's like when I say my pool boys are tied up at work. But it's now a phrase that in one day seems to be everywhere among the talking heads who impersonate journalists for a living. And not in a fun way, like when I stole Brit Hume's identity to buy a human kidney on the dark web. And I already have my own. Roll it.
There's a growing and insidious trend in right-wing media to take highly misleading and selectively edited videos of President Biden and then use those videos to spread messages virally to cast doubt on President Biden's fitness for office.
The Republican accounts circulating many of the clips responded claiming the videos are unedited and promised to keep posting them.
A lie.
This is one angle.
We've been worried for years about AI deepfakes, that computer-generated images are going to trick people into believing something that's totally false. Yeah. Cheap fakes are a little bit simpler. They're cheap. They're just distorted, out-of-context videos, chopped up in certain ways, constructed in certain ways. That's what we're seeing.
Ugh, isn't that adorable? It's almost as if they hold us to higher standards than they hold themselves. Like when Geraldo once told me a mustache would make me look like a pervert.
Anyway, Greg Gutfeld, absolutely hysterical. Hey, guys, I'm on the road today, but I'm going to be on the road all week next week. And I want you to come join me. We've got retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem. He's going to be in Montana June 24th through the 29th for these Border Patrol rallies. Go to SecureBorderSecureMontana.com. Chief Clem's going to be holding Biden and Tester accountable for their failed policies.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
In a polarized media culture which nobody agrees on anything, there is an exception. Willie Mays, who just died at 93, widely now considered to be the greatest baseball player of all time. He started out in the Negro Leagues, but then had 660 major league home runs. Only Babe Ruth had more when he retired. Blazing speed on the base pass, the famous 1954 World Series catch over the shoulder. And he came about a few years after Jackie Robinson at a time when more Americans had TVs and could watch this black superstar. And compared to Michael Jordan, his personality, the Say Hey Kid, people just love this guy. I was a Mickey Mantle fan, but he got injured a lot. And as he went on from the New York Giants to the San Francisco Giants, and then with the New York Mets, he was 42. He had a bum knee. He still managed to hit a game-winning World Series home run. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond. The latest World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report is mostly favorable to the cattle and beef markets. Beef production for 2024 fell by 5 million pounds in the current estimates, as the market is currently seeing slower chain speeds, but that won't gravely affect production as heavier carcass weights will offset the market's slower throughput. As for the outlook for the Fed steer prices for 2024 and 2025?
Steer prices continue to be strong. Beef demand is holding up well and supporting cattle prices. So for 2024, we raised our cattle price forecast 50 cents per hundredweight. So it's now at $184.01 per hundredweight. And then for 2025, we also raised the steer price forecast. We raised it 25 cents per hundredweight, as that strength is expected to carry through at least into the first quarter of 2025.
As for the tighter cattle and beef supplies,
year over year, steer prices are currently forecast to be up $4.49 in 2025 relative to 2024.
Feed costs are also expected to be a tad bit lower in feedlot country, as the corn price was projected at $4.40 a bushel. That's unchanged from the May forecast, but still a quarter softer from last year's average price of $4.65 a bushel. This is the Western Ag Network.
Rodeo Roundup invites everyone to the Musselshell County Fairgrounds on July 3rd and 4th for jam-packed rodeo fun. PRCA Rodeo Action kicks things off at 7 o'clock p.m. on July 3rd and 1 o'clock p.m. on July 4th. Come watch bucking stock by the famous Powder River Rodeo Company. Women's breakaway roping and the wild horse race are exciting new events that Rodeo Roundup is proud to present this year. And mutton busting is back by popular demand. So make plans to celebrate your Independence Day at Rodeo Roundup. Planning a summer vacation or need a good place to stay on a business trip? Montana Farm Bureau members can rest easy with discounts at popular hotels across the state. Save up to 20% on choice hotel brands, including Comfort Inn, Comfort Suites, Quality Inn, and more. Discounts also apply at participating Radisson and Country Inn and Suites. Find out how to save big with these hotel discounts at mfbf.org/benefits. And you can always learn more about Montana Farm Bureau and other benefits at mfbf.org.
We're turning back here on this Thursday morning. Just a heads up that registration is now open for the 56th Annual National Public Lands Council Annual Meeting. That's going to be taking place September 17th through the 19th in Grand Junction, Colorado. PLC President Mark Rober, a Colorado cattle producer, has emphasized the importance of this gathering amid increased government regulations affecting federal land ranchers. This year's meeting will focus on policy coordination and advocacy efforts to protect the industry. The event will be held at the Doubletree Hilton there in Grand Junction. Discounts for family, students, and media will be provided. More details can be found at publiclandscouncil.org. In other headlines, U.S. Senators Mitt Romney, John Hickenlooper, John Barrasso, Michael Bennett, and Cynthia Loomis have introduced the Colorado River Basin Systems Conservation Extension Act, a bipartisan bill to extend the system conservation pilot program through the year 2026. This program, aimed at testing voluntary water conservation measures, has been successful in improving water efficiency and mitigating drought impacts in the Colorado River Basin. The extension will support continued efforts to manage water resources effectively amidst ongoing drought conditions and help develop long-term water management strategies. And that's a look at some of our top headlines here on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Great to be with you here, broadcasting live from the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman this morning. Great location. Great folks here, by the way. In fact, very cool. I just went up to get a refill my cup of coffee here during the break and went out into the big lobby. I'm set up in the lobby kind of by their convention area here where the Montana Chamber of Commerce event's going to be. But just went out to get a cup of coffee, and I look over and I said, hey, there's Seth Burgley. Seth Burgley, what a great guy, Army veteran. He was an actual sharpshooter in the Army. He was in the actual, like, Army marksman unit, not just a guy who, you know, fired expert or fired sharpshooter on the shooting range, you know, when you show up for your annual qualification. The guy was, like, the shooter in the U.S. Army, right, one of those types of guys. And then, of course, he came home to Montana and served in the state legislature out of the Joliet area. And then now he's since started an incredible gun business. And really, it's more than just guns. It's outdoor gear, et cetera, called Shield Arms. They just had a big expansion in Big Fork, Montana. You've probably heard me talk about it before. You know, I love the Shield Arms 15-round mag that you can carry. It's a 15-round magazine for a 9mm, and so I've got that outfitted with my Glock 43X, and so that was something, you know, designed by Seth and his team. So anyway, great guy, great company, cool deal. He's on one of the panels this morning. I haven't even looked at the full agenda here yet. I might have to go sneak a copy of the agenda, but I think Seth's going to come over and join us here in just a few minutes, so that'll be great. Real quickly, so going back to this Daily Caller piece, talking about how all of these foreign news media outlets are raising questions about Joe Biden's fitness to handle the duties of president of the United States. The point of sharing that article is, look, they can sit here and lie to the American people all they want. Oh, those videos you're seeing, that's not real. No, 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 that's just selectively edited. No, Joe is not just shuffling across the stage. No, Joe is not being held by the hand by Barack Obama to get off the stage. No, he didn't trip on that. Those are just cheap fakes they want you to believe. Look, they can lie to the American people all they want. The point is this, is that America's allies and enemies alike can see it with their own eyes. And they see that as an opportunity. Let me see here. I think, who was it? Was it South Carolina Senator Tim Scott? I know I've got a soundbite here from Tim Scott. Oh, that ties in with the Clyburn conversation here. But yesterday, if you guys missed it on Wednesday's Montana Talks, we had Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western Congressional District. He was on with us for the full 9 o'clock hour, taking phone calls. You can find the full audio on our Montana Talks podcast. But this topic came up, and I asked him, I said, you've had in-person meetings with Joe Biden. You know, liberal Senator John Tester says Joe Biden is 100% with it. And Tester says Biden is doing a good job. I said, you've seen Joe Biden with your own eyes. And he says it's even worse in person than what you see with your own eyes on these videos. All right, back in 60 seconds.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop with the first tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, Alberto, a couple hundred miles off the southeast coast of Texas.
Get ready for work and come out here and there's nothing but water.
That's a scenario playing out in St. Louis Pass with storm surge, flooding rain in South Texas, the coastal bend in southeast Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration for 51 counties. President Biden travels to Camp David to prep for the next debate, the first debate, that's next Thursday, but there's some good moves.
President Biden has 50% support in the latest Fox News poll to former President Trump's 48%. The first time the president's been ahead of the former president since October, though it's still within the margin of error.
And as Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reporting for the survey shows, former President Trump faring better in five separate categories, including immigration. America's listening to Fox News.
Is JT in Bozeman today? I heard JT got arrested. Oh, different JT. I was going to say I heard JT got arrested for a DUI, and the police officer was so young, he didn't even know who Justin Timberlake was. That's pretty funny. The young police officer who arrested Justin Timberlake for a DUI didn't even know who he was. That's pretty funny. But different JT is. Now, Timberlake has been spotted in Bozeman before, of course. John Tester, the other JT, he gets really excited when Hollywood celebrities set up shop in Montana. But if you're a military veteran that wants to start a successful business in Montana, work in production agriculture, oh, he'll trash you, right? But if you're a Hollywood celebrity, John Tester will welcome you with open arms. Is John Tester in Bozeman this morning? I don't know. I just got a message from Right on John. He says, I wonder what the odds are that John Tester will show up and talk with you in Bozeman, Aaron. I won't hold my breath because I will pass out. It's a good plan there, Right on John. Yeah, is old JT in Bozeman today? Who knows? Who knows? Tim Scott, I was telling you about the Democrat Congressman Clyburn. Clyburn was asked, why are black voters fleeing the Democrat Party right now? And Jim Clyburn said, oh, it's just misinformation. It's the media. Similar question was thrown to South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott. And for those who don't know, he's a black American. So he's weighing in on the conversation, of course.
Sean, the Democrats are losing their minds because they're losing their voters. Their race-based coalition, race baiting to keep the votes, it is crumbling before their very eyes. It's Donald Trump with the working class coalition that's attracting more working class people, black, white, Hispanic, Asians, because under Donald Trump, they have more money in their pockets. They're not talking about inflation. They're talking about we can't afford it. Same thing, better language. African Americans, Hispanics, white folks, Asians are coming together supporting Donald Trump because a closed, secured southern border means less migrant crime in poor neighborhoods. It means more open schools across our nation. And frankly, the crime that's devastating inner cities under blue mayors goes away with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He will restore law and order. But 100%, the summer riots to pandering, the pandering tour of Joe Biden.
Yeah, great points there. He was obviously on with Sean Hannity last night, but that was basically the point we were making on the show here yesterday is about why they're fleeing, is that people saw the American strength, the economic strength under Trump. They saw the economic power. And in the last 3 years, they've seen the absence of that power, the absence of that strength. That was my 8 o'clock hour rant yesterday.
Hey, there is a must-read piece regarding electric vehicles and just how unreliable they are in Montana and North Dakota. Check out the story, MontanaTalks.com.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, great to be here live from the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman this morning. No surprise that a couple Army guys are the first ones up this morning. Seth Burgley, former state lawmaker out of the Joliet area of Montana. Now he's got Shield Arms in Big Fork. Great to see you up and early here this morning.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, do I have the right microphone on or not? It's always,
hopefully.
It's always, you've guest hosted the show in the past. So, you know, it's a challenge just hosting the show on, you know, and trying to think about what you're going to talk about. Now I'm like trying to run the equipment here too. So I'm like, okay, I think I got the right microphone on. Yeah.
Lots of buttons and switches and stuff. Yeah.
So which you're going to be a panelist here this morning at the Big Sky Bright Future Economic Summit put on here by the Montana Chamber of Commerce. What's the panel? What are you going to be talking about?
So I'm not really sure why I'm on the panel because there's probably a lot more qualified people out there than me to talk about manufacturing, but it has to do with using technology to advance manufacturing. So I have a small business startup. What we've done, what worked for us, some of the things that have been beneficial. So,
yeah, I was going to say, I think actually you'll provide a lot of interesting insight because you're a guy, you were in the Army, you were like one of the top shooters in the Army, and you had an idea and you made it happen and you built something. So it's like, how do you go from, you know, because you can know guns and you can know how to shoot guns, and then you can have an idea about how to make an improvement on guns or the various components. Like I was telling our listeners, I've got the Shield Arms, the 15-round mag for the Glock 43X 9mm. And so you come up with an idea like that, but do you know how to do the machining work on it, or do you know how to find somebody who does know how to do the machining on that? So how do you take that idea from reality if you're not a guy who does the machining yourself, or maybe you did do the machining yourself? Right. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we started doing everything outsourced. We did the redneck engineering ourselves to get things to work, and then we either found people that we had connections to with machine shops or people that were local sometimes. The hard part when you're a small business is that people know you're not doing large volume to start, and so you end up with a lot of startup costs, fixturing costs. You know, it takes a lot of time to program something into a machine, figure out a way to hold on to it while you cut on it, and then cut on it. But with the magazines, it's a little bit different process because it's a metal stamping process. So even today, we don't do metal stamping in-house. It's kind of a specialized skill set, a little bit of an art to it. So we do a lot of CNC machining for a lot of the accessories, magazine wells, extensions, mag catches, belt buckles. You know, we have a belt that we do that's a machine aluminum six-piece belt buckle. So
wow. Yeah, you're doing all sorts of things. I mean, med pouches, like, and it's not just for people who like to shoot guns. If you're an outdoorsman that, you know, wants to carry a medical pouch with you or other supplies, you've got all sorts of creative stuff. We've been running into you at the SHOT Show every year, and that's where you feature a lot of your products. What's some of the newest stuff coolest stuff you've been working on lately?
So we launched, we do have a soft goods line that we sell in-house right now, and we launched a couple chest rigs. So we have one that's more of your traditional sort of flat mag pouch over the top style. And then we also have a split rig So it's a design where you basically can turn it 45, pull it apart, and take it off like a jacket. So that's the other one. And then we actually, at NRA, we just featured, we have a new product called The Rock. It's the revolver optics conversion. So you basically can take a J-frame revolver, pull your two frame screws out, and screw this mount on, and it gives you a red dot.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
So, is it going to be more of a permanent mount, or is it easy to take on and off?
Two screws in and out, no permanent modifications whatsoever. Wow. So you can take Grandpa's revolver, you know, assuming it's a J-frame, screw this thing on with a dot, and then you can take it off, and you're good to go.
It's amazing the difference those red dot, will do for you when you're out on the shooting range, especially with a pistol, right? Because, you know, with a rifle, iron sights, red dot, you know, I feel like you can shoot them both pretty well.
Well, right? The sight radius plays a big part in those two, and we can't take credit for that idea. It was actually a buddy of my business partner Brandon's that we've known for a while that had it. And he's like, hey, do you guys want to run with this? He's, you know, he does firearms training and other stuff. So he's like, hey, you guys want to run with this? And we said, sure, you know, that looks cool. I like things that solve a problem.
Do you have them with like an antique-y look as well too? So if you have a more of an antique-y traditional looking revolver, although I know now they're making even more of the modern revolver look as well with that.
They're just
matte
a black
finish, black finish.
Yeah, whatever, they're just a black, you know, well rounded. You notice it, but it's not obtrusive.
Yeah, how's life in Big Fork, Montana, man? I'm going to work on my mobile studio capability because I want to be able to just sit in the studio in Kalispell, take phone calls just like we take phone calls from the studio back home. And because, you know, like today we're doing the show on the road. Obviously, I can do the show from anywhere. But the best part of a show like this is where we take phone calls from across Montana. And the technology is out there. We just got to make it happen. But, man, it'd be fun to just be like, you know what? For the next 2 weeks, I'm doing the show from KJJR in Kalispell, and then, man, I'm on the water by 1 o'clock or sooner, right?
That sounds pretty rough. I don't know.
Yeah, but you got to get up at 0:30 to be able to get on the water by, you know, by that time of day, though, and still get your job done, still get your work done. But, you know, you can work when the
mornings
sun
are good. I like mornings.
Yeah. But, man, you're doing all sorts of cool stuff up there. In addition to Shield Arms and what you're doing with the guns and the gear, you're getting creative.
Keeps
kind of
going.
All across the front.
Oh, yep. Yeah. We have a coffee brand. So my sister and brother-in-law actually roast coffee for us called Scald Coffee. So we are going through the DEQ permitting process. Well, we're through the DEQ part. We're onto the county now. But we actually have a full coffee shop in our retail location up there. So anybody that wants to stop by the next month or so, we should have that thing up and rolling. And we have a retail space. And then we also just got approval from the county on a food truck. A trailer that we have at the Shield location. So we're going to be doing breakfast, you know, burrito type stuff early in the morning, and then we're going to be doing lunch items too.
Man, that's great. Yeah, we'll have to do the show from the coffee shop when you get it up and running. We'll be back. I know I'll be back up there for we're going to be in Kalispell coming up on Tuesday, if I remember my calendar right. We're doing this big Border Patrol rally statewide. We got retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem coming out, Americans for Prosperity, Montana, making it all happen here. But retired Border Patrol Chief Chris Clem, he's going to be coming out next week exposing John Tester's failures when it comes to our southern border. And then also talking about, you know, some solutions. Here's what we can do to secure our border. So, hey, if anybody else wants to come see us, we're going to be in Missoula Monday night, Kalispell Tuesday night, Great Falls, and then actually a rally here in Bozeman 1 week from tonight. But 1 week from today, I'm going to be broadcasting live that morning from Butte. So we're hitting up the whole state. But Secure Border, SecureMontana.com is that website, so you can get your free tickets for those events. But yeah, then we got the Governor's Cup taking place towards the end of July. So another good excuse to get back to the Flathead. I'm always looking for good excuses to get back to the Flathead.
It's not a terrible place.
It's not a terrible place. That's right. We just got to keep that amongst us friends here in Montana, because too many people are discovering that it is a great spot. Why a coffee shop? Why a food truck on top of the gun shop?
Well, it kind of follows our philosophy that we make the stuff that we like. We make the stuff that we need. We make the stuff that the people around us want, need, like. And so coffee is kind of a passion as well. And so it sort of follows on. And then the food, obviously, you know, we like to cook. We like good food. And we want our people to have good food. You know, we've got a lot of employees now. And there's a local bar down the road, but there's not really any grab-and-go places. There's you're eating gas station food at that point, unless you're going to drive 15 minutes into town. So there's just not good options for that. And, yeah, it's kind of always been our philosophy. We don't do a lot of market research, even a lot of our products. It's, hey, this is something that our collective group would use, and there's a need for it. So we build it, and, you know, if nothing else, we get them. Yeah, and it works for us. But generally, that's been pretty successful. So
are there some concepts that flop and some that take off that you didn't expect to take off?
Yeah, some are more popular than others. Some, you know, like the magazine definitely was bigger than we thought it was going to be. That really fueled a lot of our growth. But, it's defining what a flop is hard, because a lot of it's just getting it out there. You know, some ideas, especially if you're in a competitive marketplace, trying to position yourself and tell people why yours is better, that takes a little bit of effort to get people to buy in. But once you get a brand going and people trust you to have good gear for the right reasons, you kind of get a following, and that makes it a lot easier.
Well, Seth Burgley, great to see you. Great to catch up with you. Maybe we'll see you Tuesday. We're going to be at Penco Power Products Tuesday morning for a live show. And then we're going to be at the Army-Navy store around lunchtime, passing out some free gift cards. That's the one in Evergreen, so I'm looking forward to being there. And then there's a place, the Water's Edge Winery and Bistro. Bring your wife to that event.
She would love that.
That's going to be fun. That's going to be from like 4:45 to 6 o'clock. And that's our pre-funk before the big Border Patrol rally that we're doing Tuesday night in Kalispell. So that's gonna be a whole big lineup of events that day. So maybe we'll see you Tuesday.
I'm gonna be back
at the shop down in Big Fork. Well, great to see you. Thanks for popping over here and joining us on Montana Talks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, quick break here on the program. As you heard, I shared a message from our Montana Talks app. So we're not taking phone calls this morning because we've got the microphones open here at the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman. But if you got a message you want to share with folks all across Montana, send us a message on the Montana Talks app right now.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The headline on Zero Hedge is the White House fuming is canceling meeting with his Israelis after Netanyahu's public scolding. New York Times pronouncing that Biden's Gaza relief pier is a failure. It is nothing that this guy has done that is right on any level here. You know, his obsession seems to be Ukraine. You know, he doesn't, but he doesn't do anything. For example, Russia sends a nuclear sub close enough to Miami for residents to actually see in Miami that has hypersonic nuclear missiles in it. And does not he doesn't even say a word about it. I mean, you have all the possibilities of a Cuban Missile Crisis. Nothing happens.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey guys, breaking news. Did you hear that gold hit an all-time high? And based on market analysis, it could soar even higher. With inflation increasing, global tensions escalating, and central banks buying gold at record levels, the gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. In fact, experts claim that the gold investing menace is just getting started. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who have diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Join the tens of thousands of people who have already joined the gold rush and diversified their savings with gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD now. That's 855-815-GOLD now. Now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's only so much oil in the ground, goes the chorus of all things, an R&B song from the 1970s. The image of sucking up the finite resources of the planet, be it oxygen, water, or oil, is deeply embedded in the psyche of many of us. It's a truism that doesn't translate very well into policy, though. Oil itself is a case in point. Existing oil finds that were once thought to be near exhaustion have new leases on life with new technology, including hydraulic injection of gas and liquids to tap more reserves. Indeed, the U.S.'s seeming permanent declines in crude oil production that started in the 70s have dramatically reversed to make us once again the largest producer in the world. Economists call it supply elasticity, the reaction of markets to increase the production and supply of everything in response to price. When the economic return is high enough, investment takes place to find more of everything, often in ways never thought of before. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Hey, if you missed it on Wednesday's Montana Talks, we had Senator Steve Daines join us in the 6 o'clock hour of this show. We had Congressman Ryan Zinke with a statewide town hall meeting in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. Look, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., it's a lot. You're busy. But if you missed 1 second of that entire show, check it out. Go to the MontanaTalks.com website.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, what the heck? Let's keep it rolling. Seth Burgley is still hanging out before the Montana Chamber event kicks off here this morning. We just got a few minutes left here. Wrapping up the hour, but you know, Seth, I used to serve in the state legislature. Of course, now you're full-time dad, full-time business guy in the Flathead, but I know you still keep your, you know, finger on the pulse a little bit, see what's going on and what people are talking about. We got the primary elections in the rearview mirror now. What's your take on whether it's national politics, Montana politics? I mean, anything. You got a microphone, man. Say what you want, you know?
Well, that's dangerous. I've been trying to, well, I've stepped away from a lot of that. I still end up being involved a lot more than I sometimes want to. But that's kind of politics in general. I don't know. I think Montana politics are always different. So when people talk about federal politics versus state politics, it's really, it's not the same thing. I can't predict that. Montana doesn't really have any control over that in general. We're just not a big state. I think the mood right now is that people want something different on the federal level for sure. You know, how that plays out, I'm not sure. But, you know, the economy's down. We're seeing across our industry, I think most industries are slowdowns, and people just don't have as much money to spend. It's more expensive to live. The social issues, the border, you know, kind of take your pick on which one people are worried about. And it doesn't seem like the current administration outside of Montana is really working on that. And then from the state level, I think we're going to see more of kind of what we saw last election. Is sort of my feeling that the people that moved here generally moved here to get away from the craziness, and they moved somewhere to try and have traditional American values, which are now more Montana values. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be a good election. You know, the state, the legislative races are always, there's a lot more personality involved in that, and it's not always politics, and sometimes it's overly politics. So those can be hard to sort of figure out. But
well, and as you know, with the races for the legislature, it also just comes down to who's going to work the hardest, who's going to outwork the other side or build a coalition, have more support in terms of
knock doors,
campaigning,
you know,
campaign mailers, radio ads, yeah, knocking doors, getting out there and working. And it still comes down to, you know, getting out there and putting some miles on those running shoes or those,
yeah,
hey dudes, whatever the heck you're wearing.
Especially with the redistricting, you know, we have a lot of weird districts where name recognition is switched a little bit, where you might not have the same people voting for you. So you got to go meet your new people and, you know, kind of make those points.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's good. I think the Supreme Court races are the big ones, you know, right now.
That's what we can impact.
Right.
It's like, okay, yeah, great, Trump, yeah. But you know what? Montana's going to go for Trump. Like, you want to actually, like save your country in your own backyard right now. Corey Swanson, a fellow Army veteran like you and me, he's got 3 tours in Iraq, prosecutor, he's running for Chief Justice. And then Dan Wilson, he was the guy who stood up for the freedom of local business owners in the Flathead Valley. So what more do people need to hear on that front? Vote for the Sons of Montana, Dan Wilson and Corey Swanson, right?
There you go.
All right. Well, hey, it's again, thanks for coming and joining us. Looks like more folks are starting to show up here as the Montana Chamber of Commerce event is about to kick off here in about 1 hour. We got David Noble in the house for next hour with the Woke Update of the Week and much more. Always great to have David with us. Hey, you know, we talk about getting out, you know, especially if you're in Big Fork, Montana, man, get out on the water. You got great hiking nearby. I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, Aaron, yeah, I'd love to get out on the water and water ski like I used to. I'd love to get out and golf that great golf course in Big Fork. I'd love to go hike, but here's the deal. I got bad knees. I got a hip or whatever that joint pain is that you're dealing with. I get it. You're trying to dodge surgery. You don't want to be on those painkiller drugs, so you're just dealing with the pain. Well, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, and they can get you back out there on the golf course, back on that hike, and without surgery and without the drugs. What they do, they take the healing properties that are already in your body, consolidate them, put them directly into those achy joints. You can call them right now. They're in Montana. Free consultation, QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.